Mansion Basement. Here in the mansion's basement, we will learn about the daily lives of the domestic servants of the mansion. The basement is quite large and includes several different rooms, but we will tour them as a unit. Before we begin, it is important to note that much of the work required to maintain and operate the mansion was carried out here in the basement, out of sight of the house's owners and visitors. Coal, for example, which was essential for heating the house, was stored here in the basement. This level also held storage space for other goods, including food. The large meals required by this family of 12 and their guests were prepared in the nearby kitchen. The mansion's laundry was also located in this level, and handled the large quantity of washing the family generated. The pumps and filters that provided water to the entire house were installed here in the basement, and supplies and sets of tools used for household work such as gardening were kept here too. As our tour will show, in large mansions like this one, the basement was quite a bustling hive of activity. To perform all this work, staff were required. The barrowman in this household usually had 2 live-in servants for domestic work and 3 for the stables. But running this busy household required a lot of additional help, so the family also employed up to 20 local residents. To begin our tour, we must go through the old iron entryway and down the hallway to the first room, which was a bedroom that was shared by the cook and the housekeeper. The room is furnished with original beds, marble-top dressers, and mirrored wardrobes. Even the vacuum was donated with the mansion. The sewing machine was a later donation. Continuing our tour, we now move past the bathroom used by the household staff. Note that contains a bathtub, sink, towel holder, and hair care items. Observe too that this basement bathroom is equipped with hot and cold running water, a heating system, a tub and shower, and other conveniences found in the main floor family bathroom, despite the fact that it was intended for the use of household servants. The basement central hall used to contain the wash basins and a second bathroom for the use of the male staff, but these were removed to make room for the museum's new temporary exhibit. Space is in short supply at the Magallanes Regional Museum, and it was necessary to provide a top-rate exhibit space for shows by local, regional, national, and international artists. Close to the service door, on one side of the basement's central hall, is the mansion's original kitchen. Commanding this large space is a stove with a double burner and a hand-operated rotisserie for roasting meat. The stove is flanked by 2 marble-top tables for preparing pasta and dough, each with their respective rolling pins. There is also a meat grinder and a wooden keg that was used to churn cream and make ice cream. Among other kitchen artifacts. The kitchen also has 2 large enameled iron sinks. The small kitchen table and chairs, as well as the upholstered chairs beside the radio, tell us that the kitchen was not only a place of work. The household servants also took breaks and ate their meals here. Note the silver cutlery polished on one side of the room. Silverware was placed on a special compartment in the upper part of the device, and was polished by turning the handle. The items in the room also include a large quantity of jars, pots, biscuit and cracker tins, and containers that once held rice, flour, and pasta. The iron pots you see were donated by descendants of the Brownmen in this family, and are from the original cookware set used in the mansion. If you read the labels on the containers here in the kitchen and in the pantry, you can see many products from Europe, reflecting the flow of foreign goods through the city of Punta Arenas, which was considered a free trade zone. Note the English brands such as Lipton Tea, McIntosh Toffee, McCormick Sauces and Condiments, and Plumrose Pates and Hams, among others. Continuing down the hallway from the basement entrance, crossing the central hall, we find ourselves before a narrow corridor and a metal ramp that will lead us to the new temporary exhibit rooms. Take a moment to observe the mansion's original boiler, accompanied by its tools. The boiler was fueled by coal and produced hot water and steam that was circulated through the house to the radiators. Found in each room. Such an expensive, modern central heating system was quite unusual for the houses of the time. Under the metal ramp, you can see a small chute, which was used to store the tons of coal that were needed to operate the steam heating system. Continuing our tour, we come to the remodeled section of the basement, where temporary exhibits are mounted to showcase the work of different artists, including photographers, visual artists, and others. This part of the house was originally used for storage and had a clay floor. During the remodeling, the floor was lowered and the building's foundation was reinforced. Segments with the original brickwork can still be seen here, showing the construction techniques used in the early 1900s. Also in this part of the basement, we find the water purifier, which was used to clean and filter the water piped into the house from the city's water distribution system. The city of Punta Arenas has had a potable water and sewage system in place since 1868. To the side is the meat locker, where fresh and cured cuts of meat were stored, as this was one of the coolest parts of the house. Beside the locker is the place where the meat was butchered. Here also we find the wine cellar, which still contains some of the family wines with their original labels. This concludes our tour through the Magallanes Regional Museum. We hope you have enjoyed experiencing the splendor of the Brauman and this family mansion, and the history of the Magallanes region. We thank you for listening to this special audio tour produced by Sonusvan Audio Experience and presented by the Directorate of Libraries, Archives, and Museums of Chile. Goodbye.